Welcome to this week's Richmond Living. I'm Woody Scott for the Virginia Voice. This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond News and Features. Cruisin', Richmond's thriving car culture welcomes all to the parking lot and the driver's seat, by Paula Peters Chambers. You might be surprised to learn that one of the Ferraris that played a starring role in the 1986 flick Ferris Bueller's Day Off is here in Richmond, tucked away in a private collection. It's not a real Ferrari. Three replica cars were built specifically for the movie, yet even those replicas have fetched $300,000 to $400,000 at auctions in recent years. If you dream of hot rods, muscle cars, antiques, mods, classics, or supercars, there are many on full display at the car meetups and cruise-ins that bloom around the Richmond region along with warmer weather. These casual but organized gatherings are an easy way to admire vehicles of all shapes, sizes, horsepowers, and vintages. Their owners come, open the doors, and prop up the hoods, and invite others to share in the fun. "I call it a passion for cars," says Kenny Holder, who founded Cars and Coffee Richmond in 2011. "Yes, there's an emotional connection, but for me, it's a passion. It's like having that Hot Wheels car you had when you were a kid, that first thing you bought with your own money that you took care of. Pull up and park." More than a decade ago, Holder, his cousin Demond Knight, and a friend wanted to create a space where car enthusiasts could get together to share stories, swap ideas, and show off their wheels. Inspired by the loosely organized informal parking lot shows called Cars and Coffee that began in California in the early 2000s, they started a similar meetup here. At the first C&C Richmond event, there were 20 cars. Now more than 100 owners often attend the biweekly meet, and a busy day can include upward of 140. "It was about bringing everybody together from different backgrounds," Holder says. Another goal is reaching people who might not consider themselves car enthusiasts but enjoy looking. "We wanted to bridge the gap between the community around us and the auto community," he says. "Success for me is when I walk around and see smiles from little kids, and I meet people who you wouldn't normally see talking about cars." Holder grew up attending the New York International Auto Show at Manhattan's Jacob Javits Convention Center with his uncle Tommy Wynn, who was into cars. Now a senior software engineer, Holder owns a 2009 Nissan GT-R, a 2012 Maserati Gran Turismo, and a 2014 Dodge Viper, the same type of car his uncle owned. C&C Richmond has met at several locations around the region since its founding in 2011. The group currently gathers at Stony Point Fashion Park from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every other Saturday, weather permitting. Participants pay a $5 fee to help cover the cost of insurance and security. For onlookers, it's free. C&C Richmond attracts American muscle cars, top-of-the-line sports cars, tricked-out everyday drivers and antiques that are either lovingly restored or works in progress. "You never know what's going to be here," says Todd Jenkins, standing among a cluster of Porsches. "You could have a $20,000 Mazda Miata next to a million-dollar Ferrari. This is a very democratic form of car event. Car culture is hidden in Richmond. You never know what's in somebody's garage." Jenkins occasionally brings his 1957 Mercedes-Benz 300 SL Roadster, which he inherited from his father in 1995. At the time, the car had only 39,000 miles on it, but it needed to be refreshed. Jenkins did the work in stages, eventually showing it at the exclusive 1998 Concours d'Elegance car show in Amelia Island, Florida. He tries to drive the car regularly. "The worst thing you can do is not drive them," he notes, "but we'll put it in an enclosed trailer when he and his wife travel long distances. One of their favorite local drives is to follow State Route 5 to Williamsburg, have lunch, and then return." Jenkins' attachment to the car goes beyond its mechanic. "Cars became a passion for me because my father was 60 when I was born," he says. "It was something he and I connected on. We didn't go out and play ball. Cars were something we shared a love of." When the Mercedes reached its 65th anniversary in 2022, Jenkins reenacted a photo of his father standing next to the car wearing a belted trench coat and fedora. The recently snapped photo shows Jenkins standing in the same position wearing the same coat and hat. Rusty Holcomb, who worked for Page Auto Group for 35 years, retiring as service director, agrees that many people feel an emotional connection to cars. You do become attached to a car, he says. Most people who have these old cars, they grew up with them and couldn't afford them. Now they can. Holcomb also points out that cars became status symbols in the mid-20th century. Everyone at school, they knew you by your car, he says. Maybe they didn't know your name, but they knew your car. Back in the day, you could date girls you wanted based on your car. That was your calling card. Community driven. Holcomb is now chairman of the board of River City Cruisers. The spelling is deliberate, C-R-U-I-Z-E-R-S, to separate the group from a similarly named organization in the Midwest. Formed in 2020, the club's primary goal is to raise money for local charities and welcome people wherever they are in their car journey. You have to be a little bit of a gearhead, just have a little passion for a car, he says. You like to look at them, drive them, maybe own them. The Cruisers hold small fundraisers throughout the year and one large event in the fall. Revenue comes from registration fees paid by car owners and donations from supporting businesses. There's no entry fee for spectators. The Cruisers' signature event, an annual car and truck show, is set for October 13th at the Chesterfield Technical Center Courthouse Campus, and proceeds will benefit the county's career training programs. There's a huge need for the younger generation to get into the auto repair field, Holcomb says. Currently, there's an 800,000 technician shortage in the U.S. This event is open to everybody so people can just come see what it's about. River City Cruisers also host cruise-ins at area restaurants. They are free and usually feature raffles with donated giveaways. People will stop, see 20 to 50 antique cars, and enjoy dinner, Holcomb says. And you never know what you'll see. We don't care what you drive, he says. We're not like the clubs where you have to drive a Mustang or a Chevy built in a certain year of production. Some of the younger members gravitate toward the cars they grew up with. I grew up with the muscle cars of the 60s and 70s. Most of the younger kids drive Hondas or Toyotas. That's perfectly okay. That's what they grew up with. Another club open to all makes, but with age limits, is Ferdinand & Friends, established in 2023 by a group of vintage Volkswagen owners who routinely saw one another at Cars and Coffee Richmond. A lot of the guys with classic cars at CNC kept talking about a get-together that was just classic cars, says L. Bryan, one of the organizers. Ferdinand & Friends, named for the developer of the VW Beetle and founder of his namesake company, Ferdinand Porsche, is dedicated to cars of any make that are at least 30 years old. Bryan says that most of the people who come to Ferdinand & Friends enjoy working under the hood. They usually have a good mechanical knowledge of their vehicle, he says. There's no typical person. We have people from all walks of life. Some folks are mechanics, but some are physicians. It's a matter of personal interest in automotive history, and it's a hobby. Bryan's 1963 VW Beetle and 1970 VW Squareback need regular valve and timing adjustments, as well as frequent oil changes to keep them running. And he wants them to run. To me, that's the fun of them, he says. I drive them all over the place, but not, he notes, on highways and interstates. That's where you get stones, and their suspensions aren't as stable at high speeds, plus the very light vehicles. Cost of maintenance varies, he says. It depends on the vehicle. If you have a Chevy or a Ford, you can find good sources for aftermarket parts for those vehicles. When you get to Porsches, high-end Mercedes, Lotus, and Ferrari, those parts are going to be more expensive. Serious hobbyists like to tinker with their cars. They have time and money invested. Ferdinand and Friends meets at the Stony Point Village Shopping Center in Bonaire. There's no cost to participate, and attendance varies. We could have 3 or 4 cars or 25, Bryan says. It's been a cozy group, diverse, with many different makes and models of vehicles. Anybody is welcome to come and look. You don't have to have a showstopper to show up. It's about the process and seeing classic cars restored and being restored. Space for all. Nikki Armstrong owns 5 Ford Mustangs, 3 for racing, a 2016 Shelby GT350, and a 1978 Ford Mustang King Cobra. She first became familiar with the make from watching her father restore a 1973 Mustang. Years later, she met the man who would become her husband when he worked on her Jeep. He also happened to be a Ford technician, and he encouraged her to return to her car roots. "I went down a horrible rabbit hole," she says of her car collection, with a laugh. She asked her husband to finish restoring the 78 Mustang before the end of March, when their first child was due to arrive. "It's the only one with a back seat," she says. Roughly 4 years ago, while attending a local car meetup, Armstrong had an idea: create a car club for women. "I thought how cool it would be to have other girls to talk car stuff with," she says. "Most of us get overlooked at meets or car shows. Every guy who comes up will talk with our significant others. So we were like, let's make lemons out of lemonade." Girls and Gasoline was the result, a club that aims to bring women together who appreciate auto culture and encourage participation in local auto communities. The group has an active Facebook page, hosts monthly meets or indoor gatherings, and attends events hosted by other clubs. "We try to keep variety so we're inclusive of everyone," she says. "Any car is welcome, too. We have licensed racers and driving instructors all the way down to folks with their mom cars, their daily drivers," Armstrong says. "I love the friendship and community the group fosters. We did holiday charity laps at Richmond Raceway in December. For some of the women, it was their first experience driving on a track. They had an absolute blast. This is how we get girls on the track and how we get them excited." When members of Girls and Gasoline attend car events together, they attract attention. It's not every day you see 15 to 20 really cool cars piloted by women at a meet or car show, she says. A lot of times people will say they have someone they want to refer to the group. Men have requested to join, with encouraging words. "We don't keep people out. If guys want to come, we're totally open as long as they support our mission." Armstrong credits a strong team of volunteers, all of whom have full-time jobs, for keeping the club moving. "I couldn't do what I do without the amazing support of administrators and moderators on the page," she says. "These ladies have become a second family to me. They keep the wheels on the pavement with the Facebook group." The group did a backpack and supply drive for HER Sports in Charlottesville and hopes to increase community involvement, perhaps through hosting workshops. "We want to educate, support, and empower women to pursue all their dreams in auto culture," she adds. "Our members range from teens who come with their moms to retirees. Supporting dreams seems to be the goal of all the local groups. As Todd Jenkins, who grew up with his father's collection, puts it, there are so many things to love. The mechanics, speed, beauty. These are all different ways people connect with cars," he says. "It allows people to express themselves, whatever car culture they're in. Rat rod, low rider, hot rodding. No pun intended, this hobby is a vehicle for people to connect with and explore their passions." This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond News and Features. Cruisin', Richmond's thriving car culture welcomes all to the parking lot and the driver's seat, by Paula Peters Chambers. This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond News and Features, Playhouses with a Purpose, Building Hope for Enrico County Kids, by Anja Hemsath. The Enrico Court Appointed Special Advocates Program hosts its annual Home for Good fundraising and awareness event during April, Child Abuse Prevention Month, to unify RVA around the belief that every child deserves a safe home, says Kristen Blaylock, CASA's Community Engagement Coordinator. For the fourth year, CASA has partnered with local builders to create 7 original, one-of-a-kind playhouses, which will be displayed at 2 Enrico locations, April 12th through the 28th, and raffled off at the end of the month. Playhouses are a visual reminder of a carefree childhood without abuse or neglect, Blaylock says. The 2024 playhouses are being designed around the theme, Change a Child's Story, to drive home the impact of CASA's work on behalf of vulnerable children. While we can't change the past for children who have experienced abuse and neglect, we can ensure that this is not how the children's stories end. CASA partners trained volunteers with abused and neglected children to provide support and advocacy. Molly Anderson was a volunteer advocate for 5 years, and RICO CASA trains volunteers every year to represent the children on a volunteer basis, she explains. Each staff person is assigned a group of volunteers to support by being available for questions and advice and by reviewing reports before they are submitted to the court. Of all the volunteer jobs I have had in my 65 years, being a CASA was the most challenging and far and away the most rewarding. In addition to volunteering, Anderson won a playhouse for her granddaughter in a past Home for Good fundraiser. Our granddaughter loves her house and spends time climbing into the loft, using chalk on the walls painted with blackboard paint, and opening the ledge to the outside, she says. The 7 current playhouses have storybook themes: Alice's Wonderland Cabin, Brown Bear's Cave, Caterpillar Cafe, Goodnight Moon's Green Room, complete with a mock fireplace and Murphy bed, Rapunzel's Tower, the Magic Tree House, and the Up and Away Chalet. The final stories chosen represent beloved stories that have strong visual components that will be recognizable by both children and adults, Blaylock says. Urban Core Construction's Up and Away Chalet was inspired by the Walt Disney movie Up. Employees enlisted their children's help in the design process and encouraged them to assess the playhouse design and test its interactive features. One child helped by building a model Up house out of Lego bricks. Brooks Balance, vice president of W.M. Jordan Company, has participated in Home for Good for 3 years. This year, the company built Alice's Wonderland Cabin, an A-frame playhouse with a Queen of Hearts design, rose garden motifs, and chessboard pattern flooring. Balance says it's been really fun to watch because each year the program has really grown with designers and vendors seeking us out to participate with us. Home for Good has been embraced by the community and turned into a fruitful collaboration with the local construction industry, Blaylock says. The success has been an encouragement to us. It shows us that together we can ensure every single child has a safe, healthy home. Designed and built by Enrico's career and technical education students, the Magic Treehouse entry will be displayed at the Libby Mill Library. The other 6 houses will be showcased at Short Pump Town Center, April 12th through the 28th. Donations support Enrico CASA and serve as raffle tickets. A drawing to award the playhouses will take place April 29th. This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond News and Features, Playhouses with a Purpose, Building Hope for Enrico County Kids by Anja Hemsath. This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond Living, River City Roundup, The Best Things to See and Do in the Days Ahead by Richmond Magazine staff. A decade in the making. If you're a fan of local music, the Broadberry's 10th anniversary block party is the place to be. Taking place both inside and outside the venue on Saturday, April 20th, the celebration features performances by the infamous String Dusters, No BS, Brass, Premier Trio, and the Mitras. For those less familiar with his outstanding lineup of local talent, it's a unique opportunity to catch them all in one evening. The music starts at 4:30 p.m. Be sure to stick around for the 10 p.m. after party with DJ Ocean. Tickets are $40 in advance, $45 at the door, by Nicole Cohen, Arts and Entertainment Editor. A Sheepish Fest. From shearing to spinning, the Scotchtown Fiber Festival on April 20th is a great way to see how artisans craft wool. This annual event features artists, food trucks, children's activities, and a chance to tour Scotchtown, one-time home of Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death Order, Patrick Henry. Scotchtown has been restored by Preservation Virginia to the way it would have appeared during Henry's lifetime. Tickets are $15. By Claire Fortier, Special Projects Editor. The 10K turns 25. Every Richmonder I know has a 10K story, whether it's coordinating group costumes, cheering for runners, or slogging through winter training teams. I met my husband thanks to the race. The UCROPS Monument Avenue 10K is one of the city's signature events, and it doesn't matter a whit if you're a runner, a walker, or just a person who likes a good party. All are welcome. Since the race began 25 years ago, participants have come from all 50 states and numerous countries. There are around 20,000 runners in any given year, making it one of the largest 10Ks in the U.S. The anniversary edition of the race takes place Saturday, April 20th, and registration is still open, by Mindy Kinsey, editorial director. Other suggestions. David Payne stars in the one-man show, Churchill, at the Dominion Energy Center, April 19th through 21st. The 30th annual James River Film Festival closes April 20th with screenings at the Bird Theater. Celebrate all things vinyl during Record Store Day, featuring performances, specials, and artist meet and greets at several locations around RVA on April 20th. Historic Garden Week runs April 20th through the 27th, with tours around the Commonwealth, including many in the Richmond region. Samurai armor from the collection of Anne and Gabriel Barbier Mueller opens at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts April 20th and continues through August 4th. This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond Living, River City Roundup, The Best Things to See and Do in the Days Ahead by Richmond Magazine staff. This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond Living, Back to School. Older adults get academic through the Shepherd Center of Richmond's Open University by Kevin Johnson. Some come to debate controversies in the early Christian church. Some want to discuss the evolution of modern jazz in the 1940s. Others want to brush up on their German, Japanese, or even Latin. It's not a typical college environment, but the sessions at Open University offer an older generation the chance to learn, or teach, the subjects they've long dreamed of. The Shepherd Center of Richmond, part of a nationwide organization of nonprofits that encourage independence and engagement among older adults, has organized semesters of adult education classes for most of its 40 years in Richmond. Intended for seniors and retirees, the Open University holds 16 to 20 classes in 8-week sessions each winter, spring, and summer. Peter Pettit, president of the organization's board of directors, first came to the Richmond chapter by signing up for a German class. After that, he took a course in military aviation history, another on historical American architecture. He eventually joined the nonprofit's other major effort, its volunteer driver program, which provides seniors with rides to and from essential services. From there, he entered a leadership role. Because of the people we attract, the content that we offer is very rich, Pettit says. It's retirees looking for things to do that are satisfying and mutually beneficial. Courses are held on weekdays at church facilities around Richmond, and all courses are available to the public for $80 tuition, which is discounted to $50 with a $25 annual membership. They host a free lecture series on Wednesdays, where guests speak about their passions or personal experiences in an educational setting. The opportunity for older adults to learn in a new field, separate from their career path, keeps the course catalog diverse. We have a place where you can actually try out those passions that you've had, says Julie Adams Buchanan, the center's executive director. While some volunteer teachers, many of whom are older adults themselves, have a background in education, others come from varied careers and build courses based on their hobbies or passions. Some people don't want to do what they did in their career, Adams Buchanan says. They want to do something new. Mariah Crawford, who has taught a memoir writing course for the organization for several years after speaking in the organization's lecture series, appreciates the connections she makes with her students. The most important person in my life was my grandmother, Crawford says. Having that interaction with seniors has a lot of meaning for me because of that. Crawford also emphasizes the physical and mental benefits students get from advanced education courses. It can help with psychological distress, and it can help with physical pain, she says. It is literally making their life better, and they tell me that. To me, that's an enormous treasure. This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond Living. Back to school. Older adults get academic through the Shepherd Center of Richmond's Open University by Kevin Johnson. This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond Food and Drink, a spot of magic. The newly expanded Apothec is not your typical tea room by Mary Scott Hardaway. Libby and Grove Lifestyle Store, Apothec, has always been a dreamy destination, but its recent expansion takes the pantry and perfumery to fairy tale levels of spellbinding. This side is the pantry, owner Tricia Boer says, gesturing to the ornate ceiling, expansive bar, and freshly painted walls. At the end of last year, Boer took over the shuttered Sugar and Hive Beauty Bar building next door on Libby Avenue, giving her an extra 2,600 square feet to play with. The additional space has allowed her to take things up a notch. Inside, guests will discover a tea bar, ample seating with multiple cozy nooks, gourmet pantry goods including olives, almonds, and dark chocolate cookies, a pastry case featuring a rotating selection of fresh tea and herb-infused treats from Superior Creamery and Confections, sparkling teas on tap such as Rosy Dragon, made with rosehips and passion fruit, and a huge, beautifully designed industrial kitchen tucked away in the back. I'm hoping this place inspires people in some way, Boer says. I hope when someone walks through this door, it takes them somewhere else. Over the past 5 years, the master esthetician and massage therapist has built up her business. In addition to serving restorative beverages, Boer offers massage and skincare services in two treatment rooms, and sells carefully sourced house-made scrubs, lotions, and scents that she creates in Apothec Solarium. The store is open daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with a small team rotating between brewing herbal simple syrups in the spacious kitchen to mixing essential oils in the perfumery and crafting sacred sips such as the Choco Chaga with Peruvian cacao, chaga, and reishi mushrooms. This article is from the April 2024 edition of Richmond Food and Drink, a spot of magic. The newly expanded Apothec is not your typical tea room by Mary Scott Hardaway. That's all our time for this week's Richmond Living. I'm Woody Scott for the Virginia Voice.